You hear small problems before you see them. A hinge screams through a quiet hallway. A zipper jams when you need the jacket closed fast. A drawer handle twists in your hand and reminds you how one weak point can slow down the whole day. None of it feels serious at first, but each issue carries its own kind of pressure. A noise that should not be there. A lock that will not move. A grip that cannot be trusted. You step into these moments because someone has to fix them. You work under tight light, rough edges, and stubborn parts that fight back. You learn to read metal by sound and feel. You learn when to use force and when to hold back. The work is simple only until you start doing it. If this is approved, I will begin Chapter 1, Squeaks, Following the Four Gates and the Full Hardline Rules. Confirm, begin Chapter 1? You said, next, said, Chapter 1, Squeaks. You start in a quiet room before sunrise. The walls hold the cold from the night. The floorboards settle under your boots as you move toward the bedroom door that has been calling for attention. Every time the house shifts, that hinge cries out. You place your hand on the door and feel the slight pull of weight against metal. You push it a few inches. The squeal rolls out sharp and thin. Now you know where to work. You run the door through slow arcs. You listen for changes in pitch. A clean hinge stays silent. This one drags at the midpoint. You lean in and watch the leaves grind together. Dust and old oil sit on the surface. The metal flakes tell you the parts have been rubbing harder than they should. You note the sag on the top hinge. It is slight but real, enough to pull the door out of its lane. You square your shoulders and set up your space. You take a dry cloth and wipe the hinge from top to bottom. You remove the grime that has been grinding into the barrel. You clear the gap between each leaf. You feel the edges for burrs. The surface warms under your fingers as you work. You want zero debris left. Any leftover grit can ruin good lubrication. You choose your lubricant based on the air in the room. Light machine oil handles most jobs, but high humidity needs dry lube to avoid sticking. You check the window. The glass shows moisture from the night. Dry lube wins. You shake the can once and apply a thin controlled line along the hinge pin. You do not flood it. Precision beats volume here. You cycle the door again. You listen. The noise softens but does not vanish. You apply a second narrow shot and work the door from a wider angle. The sound fades more. You feel the metal gliding instead of dragging. You breathe steady. This part is about repetition. You move the door 30 times. The hinge settles into its new rhythm. You crouch to check alignment. You look at the gap between the door and the floor. A clean line should run even from edge to edge. You see a dip near the handle side. The sag on the top hinge is pulling the door down. You know the fix. You take a thin cardboard shim and slide it behind the lower hinge plate. You tighten the screws without forcing them. The plate draws in. The line straightens. You test the door again. Smooth. No noise. No drag. The hinge holds steady. You place your hand on the wood and give it one more push. Silence. That is the sign you were aiming for. It tells you the friction has dropped and the stress on the screws has eased. You check your work for the last time. You touch each screw head. They sit firm and level. You inspect the hinge leaves for shine. A clean surface means the lubricant spread evenly. You move the door once more, to be sure. The hinge stays quiet. You step back and let the room breathe. Another small problem handled before it became a bigger one. The work is never flashy. It is done in tight corners with simple tools. But each fix builds toward a home that runs without fighting itself. You close the door once more and hear nothing at all, but you know the next problem in this house is already waiting somewhere else. You said, next, said, Chapter 2 sticks. You step outside into harsh midday light. The heat sits heavy on your back as you pull on your work jacket. The zipper stops halfway and locks in place. You pull again, no movement. The slider grips the teeth with stubborn force. This is the kind of problem that turns simple tasks into delays. You hold the jacket steady and study the track. You raise the zipper to eye level. You tilt it toward the sun so you can read the metal. You run your finger down the teeth. You feel a slight bend near the middle of the chain. You see grit packed between two teeth on the lower side. The fabric has been brushing against rough edges for weeks. Now the track is fighting back. You place your thumb behind the zipper and test each section with slow pressure. You find the weak point. You set the jacket on a flat surface to keep it steady. You grab a simple pencil and run the graphite tip along the teeth. The graphite lays down a dry film that can freeze stuck parts without staining fabric. You work in both directions. You press lightly so you do not spread the teeth apart. Then you run a bar of soap once across the lower section. The combination gives you both glide and control. You take a small precision pick and clear the debris trapped in the chain. You pull it out in thin grains. You watch for fibers that may be caught under the slider. You avoid digging too deep. Damage in this area can break a tooth clean off. You clean until the metal shows through without obstruction. You return to the bent teeth. You grip them between two fingers and apply even pressure. No quick movements here. Slow correction reduces the risk of cracking. You work the bend back into line. You check your progress against the opposite side. Symmetry matters. One bad tooth can freeze an entire track. You bring the slider down a fraction of an inch. It resists. You place one hand behind the jacket to support the panel and try again with steady force. The slider drops into place with a soft click. This is the moment where you test everything you repaired. You zip upward with slow pressure. The slider climbs past the old sticking point. You listen for drag. You keep going. The chain stays smooth. You run a stress test. You pull the zipper up and down twice more, each time with more tension. You hold the bottom stop with your thumb so the pull force does not tear the fabric. You check for gaps between the teeth. You check the alignment near the top stop. The chain holds. You give the jacket a quick shake. No slip. No snag. The slider runs clean through the full track. Each part is back in its lane. You lift the jacket and inspect the work. A zipper is simple until it jams during a job. When that happens, you need calm hands and clear steps. Teeth must line up. Lubrication must be controlled. Pressure must be measured. Anything less puts the equipment at risk. Exit line. You pull the zipper to the top and feel it lock tight, but you know the next loose piece will not wait long. You said, next. Chapter 3 wobbles. The workshop is dim and quiet at the end of a long day. Wood dust hangs in the air. Your joints feel the hours, but the loose drawer handle in front of you demands a fix before you call it a night. You grip it with your fingers and pull. The wobble shows itself right away. The handle shifts almost a quarter inch. That means the threads inside are losing their hold. You press your thumb against the drawer face. You feel the soft give around the screw channel. Time and use have worn it down. You remove the handle with slow turns. The screw slides out without resistance. That confirms the threads are stripped. You angle the drawer into the light and check the hole. The edges have widened. The wood fibers are torn. You know this cannot be tightened as is. If you force the screw back in, it will spin uselessly. You need to rebuild the channel. You set your materials on the bench: wood filler for small gaps, thread tape for light reinforcement, a larger gauge screw if the damage runs deeper. You press a small amount of filler into the channel. You pack it tight and let it set. The filler reforms the missing fibers and gives the screw new grip. You carve away the excess once it firms up. The hole looks clean again. You slide the screw back in, but stop short. You wrap a single layer of thread tape around the shank. Too much tape will cause binding. Too little will lose hold. One layer is enough. You feed the screw into the channel. You turn it in with steady pressure. The new grip takes hold. You feel the resistance build. This is where you stop yourself. Over-tightening can crack the drawer face from the inside. You attach the handle again. You torque it until it sits flat against the wood. You pull lightly to check the hold. No movement. You add a washer on the backside to spread the load. This keeps stress from digging into the panel during heavy use. You tighten the nut until no light shows around the base. You run a series of pull tests, short, sharp tugs, then steady pressure. The handle stays firm. You test it again with more force. It takes the strain without shifting. That means the filler bonded well and the screw is biting into fresh structure. You inspect the panel from the inside. No cracks, no bulging. The repair holds under full load. You press your hand against the drawer face to check for flex. The wood stays still. You close the drawer, you open it. The handle responds with clean movement. No wobble, no give. The piece is ready to go back into regular use. You stand there in the quiet workshop and feel the weight of the day settle. Small problems fill hours when you let them slip, but catching them early keeps the whole system together. You know there will always be another loose handle or weak thread. The work does not stop. You only get better at meeting it. You turn off the shop light and let the darkness take the room, knowing tomorrow will bring another part waiting to fail.